Initially, obviously, I got released from Gillingham, and then I've been a professional footballer for sort of 17, 18 years since leaving uni. So I've had the highs and the lows, and I've had a reasonably good career. So I guess it was time to just quieten things down a bit, ease the travel off a little bit, and spend a bit more time with my family. Whitehawk's just 10 minutes from where I live, so it was just a good fit, really, a good time in my life. I'm 38 years old, so it's time to, you know, bow out of the professional game and concentrate on other things.
Dave Anderson.
Well, I'm interested to know what the ground's like, Matt, because you're in our division this year and I've never been there. How's the facilities?
The facilities are not fantastic at the moment, but we've got some great people behind the scenes, and they will be building them up as we go along, not only this season, but this coming summer as well. They're not fantastic right now, but the club is definitely growing, and the chairman, there's two or three guys behind the scenes, and they want to take the club in the right direction, and they want to get into certainly the Southern Conference, if not the Premier Conference as quick as possible.
I think to be fair, that, you know, I would back that, going by yourself and McLeish is there as well, isn't he?
Yes.
Yeah, who recognise people, you know.
Exactly. Us two guys who are older guys who have been around the professional circuit. But there's a lot of younger guys as well who, you know, with our location being in the Brighton area, we've got three or four very, very good players who have not quite made the grade at Brighton, but are certainly very good players. And hopefully they will stay with us because, you know, there's quite a lot of the guys are good enough to play, certainly at the lower echelons of the professional game.
And yourself, and I know, like 38. Listen, we played against Barry Hales today, and he's 40 apparently, and he looked about 24 against my back four. But you know, you're 38. Will you go into the coaching side of it? Is that part of your deal, or have you just signed?
That's certainly not part of the deal I've got at Whitehawk. I've just started really doing my coaching badges, but I envisage playing for Whitehawk as a player for the next two or three years. So I've looked after myself, and similar to Barry, I know Barry very well. I played with Barry at Fulham and at Millwall, so you know I am in good shape. And when you're only training Tuesday and Thursday nights and playing, you know, Saturdays in the odd midweek game, it's much easier to take care of your body and for your career to be prolonged. That's another reason, you know.
Yeah, no,
wear and tear off your body.
And I've heard that off senior players. Oh, for numerous years, that you actually feel full of energy when it comes match day because you're not hammering it all week.
Yeah, exactly. We train for maybe an hour and a half on a Tuesday night and then a Thursday night. I try and hit the gym as many times as I can during the week. But yeah, it's just you haven't got that wear and tear on you know, the major joints on your ankles and your knees and your hips. So yeah, it's good. I feel very good. And as I say, I envisage as long as they want me being at Whitehawk for the next two or three years.
Yeah, sorry, last one, Kazan. It's just a little statement that I brought my centre forward off today. I made a substitution. He's a young lad who I think has got a future in the game. And my assistant said to him, sit there and watch their number 10 for the last 25 minutes. Because Barry's movement and how he protects the ball is just sublime and off a better level. And I know he's 40 years of age, but the players at Whitehawk will benefit off the likes of Matt and the senior players there as well. It's just good to have them around.